it can shoot.
In many ways, Sebastian Khan is just like any other three-year-old.
No, it needs to wiggle.
He loves playing with his toys and is curious about everything. But when he was just a few weeks old, his mom, Heather Harder, noticed something bizarre.
When we take a trip on an airplane, we book our tickets like everybody else. And then when it's time to check in online, we're not able to.
At first, she didn't think much of it. Maybe that made a mistake. But it happened again and again. Harder and her husband, Zamir Khan, say it took 5 more airport visits to find out what's going on.
A sympathetic ticket agent said, you know what, actually I have to call in for additional security. He's been flagged from this list. And I thought, you've got to be kidding me.
The list Harder refers to is the no-fly list. It's what countries use to block potential terrorists from boarding a plane. Every time you book a ticket in Canada and in many other countries, airlines run your name against a list like this. If your name matches one on the no-fly list or is close to one of them, then you have to go through additional screening. But when babies get flagged as security risks, people like Harder say the system is flawed.
He had just learned to walk maybe 2 months before, so very much still toddling in a toddler sense.
2 years ago, Harder and other families in Canada formed a group called the No-Fly List Kids.
What we've been taking issue with is that, you know, children as young as 6 months old are being screened, which is ridiculous.
Khaled El-Ghazar is a lawyer for the group.
This system flips the presumption of innocence on its head. People are sort of presumed to be a risk without having had any opportunity or any notice, or any ability to oppose that.
So 2 years on, why hasn't the Canadian government been able to fix this? Ralph Goodale is Canada's public safety minister.
But to be clear, there are no...
In November, he told Parliament that it would take 3 things to change how the no-fly list works in Canada.
That takes new legislation to fix that problem, new regulations, and a new computer system.
New legislation, because right now, airline protocol doesn't allow staff to tell passengers that their name matches someone on the no-fly list. New regulation, because currently there is no appeal system. Goodale said his proposed bill addresses all of this, but it hasn't passed yet. Meanwhile, Hina Shamsi of the American Civil Liberties Union says no-fly lists don't just stay in the hands of one government.
We know that the United States shares information about its master terrorism watch list with multiple other countries, including Canada. We also know that President Obama and Prime Minister Trudeau committed to sharing additional information about each country's no-fly list.
So she says anyone on the Canadian no-fly list would not be able to come to the U.S. or even fly over U.S. airspace. That's what happened to Aisha Vahidi's son, Sahel, several times.
Can I get you a cup of tea or anything?
I met them at their home in Toronto. Sahel's been flagged at airports since he was in a stroller.
Whenever we go through immigration, my child's looking at me and apologizing, and I hate that. Like, he feels bad because he thinks he's done something wrong. He's done nothing wrong except be named something, which is actually something we did to him.
That room's kind of a big mess, but...
It's okay.
Sahel, who's 17, says being singled out at airports has impacted his plans in life.
No, this one was my first jersey.
Like, he had to give up American football, which he enjoyed a lot.
I guess the older, like, the higher divisions you go into, there's more games, like, in the States a lot especially, right? Maybe, like, New York or, like, Florida.
That would mean long extra screening time at airports. It was just too much.
Instead of going to the higher division, I stayed in the lower division. Then I stopped football.
Sahel stopped playing football, but his father, Dawood Khan, worries how all this could impact his son's life beyond airports and ticket counters.
Today, you know, we call this a no-fly list. You know, tomorrow, this no-fly list, this data could end up, God knows in whose hands, and it could become a no-job list, no-credit list, you name it.
It's what Heather Harder and Zamir Khan, Sebastian's parents, think about too.
I need this to be fixed by the time Sebastian turns 18, by the time that he, you know, may require to go elsewhere. This isn't something that somebody should have to deal with for their entire life.
And as for Sebastian, he doesn't know about any of this. He's just a kid. A three-year-old who happens to love flying.
What's your favorite part when we go on an airplane ride?
When we're going through clouds, I'm like, where am I?
For the World, Shirin Jafari, London, Ontario.
You can read more stories of those affected by the no-fly list and check out the rest of our Walls We Don't See series at PRI.org.